WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. It's Joe Cassidy alongside Mark Daly. We swapped crews tonight. Steve hanging out on K105.3 alongside Brian Haynes. But tonight, week seven of high school football on WKHM brings us to Olivet, Mark.
It brings us to Olivet, and I can see why the powers that be at Western decided to come here, because this, Joe, is an absolutely beautiful field. We've got a typical fall evening. I don't want to say perfect, because there's a chill in the air and there's quite a bit of moisture in the air as well. But with that said, it's a great night for football here on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and we have a great matchup tonight with Western. Perfect on the season so far. Perfect in the Interstate 8. Taking on Hastings. 4-2 on the season, but their two losses are out of conference. So they so far are perfect in the I-8 as well. Realistically, this contest tonight is going to determine who the I-8 championship could be.
Now, you had a pretty decent conversation with Coach Rulowitz a couple of days ago. What was he kind of saying about this?
Well, you remember when we watched when we covered that game with Western and Northwest earlier in the season, and one of the things that we talked about in that game, Western ran away with that game. Yeah, they only allowed 6 points for Northwest. They ran away with that game, but they could have put way more points on the board, and they could have limited Northwest even more if they paid attention and cleaned up some of the flags that they had, some of the penalties they had during that contest. It's been a problem with Western throughout the course of the season. So one of the keys he said is we got to keep a mark on our penalties. We got to keep a mark on our penalties and keep those down tonight. So that's one of the things that they're constantly working on. And the Hastings squad, they're going to come out bringing that wing tee. You and I have seen wing tee before at the high school level. And even from our vantage point, here we are. We have a beautiful view right over the 50-yard line. We've got the best view in the house. And even from that vantage point, it's so hard to see which way that ball's going in the wing tee. They're going to have to rely heavily on their D-line and their linebackers tonight to try to keep that wing tee offense in check for Hastings.
I've only ever seen one other wing tee offense, and that was Constantine a few years ago in the state semifinals when Michigan Center made their run a couple of years ago. But it's going to be rather interesting to see how that wing tee is set up, especially under these Friday night lights at Olivet College, Mark.
Absolutely. It's beautiful. I mean, under these lights and this beautiful, beautiful facility. And, that wing tee, like we said, is going to be a little something that they're going to have to keep their eyes on. He mentioned, Coach Rulowitz mentioned some of the key players for his squad that have just continued to make an impact. And we saw them before. Alex Trudell, just awesome on the ground. Ben Parrott making an impact for the Western squad, both on offense and defense. And Gibby French, same thing. Impact player on both sides of the ball. Those are going to be just some of the many guys that we're going to have to keep an eye on here tonight for that Western squad.
Another wideout wideout threat for Reed Myers, the junior quarterback, starting quarterback, is none other than Jack Laporte. We called his name quite a bit a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely,
so
we did, yeah.
Well, anyways, we're going to step aside 3 minutes, get you the first break here in the pregame show, as we're just mere minutes away from the kickoff from Olivet College. Western taking on Hastings for first place in the I-8. But back in 3 minutes on WKHM, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
The weather's cooled off, which means it's time to get that furnace up to spec. We will be spending a lot of time indoors watching football with friends and family. But what about your ducts? All that built-up dust and debris that's been sitting, waiting to fill your home with bacteria and allergens, increasing your chances of getting sick. Get ahead of the issue before it becomes a bigger issue by calling Ducksamid Michigan to schedule your duct cleaning at 517-499-6692. That's 499-6692. 412 Prospect Street in Jackson. Online at ducts.com. That's DUCTZ.com.
Discover the exclusive Michigan-made checking account available only at True Community Credit Union. With a Michigan-made checking account, you can earn up to 5.25% APY. Earn points each month based on the activities and relationships you have connected to your account. Plus, there's no minimum balance or monthly fee. Visit TrueCCU.com to open your exclusive Michigan-made checking account today.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, we are here. University of Olivet. Nowadays, Olivet in the end zones. The Comets as Western, the Panthers taking on Hastings for first place in the I-8. It's going to be a tilt, in the words of Greg O'Connor, Mark.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely going to be a tilt. And honestly, this kind of has more of a neutral ground feel to it. This should have been a home game for Western. It should have been a home game, but they had issues with their field. And they had to find another place to go. And, I mean, this is a beautiful facility. A little bit closer to Hastings. You know, the further you get from home, the more and more of that home field advantage that you're losing. So this is basically a neutral site for the leadership in the I-8 right now. Beautiful facility, but, man, you know, on a night when we can kind of do our broadcast leaning a little bit more towards the home team than other broadcasts, you know, because we're used to always keeping it down the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But on a night when we can lean a little bit more towards the home broadcast, here we are in a beautiful, beautiful neutral site.
And it looks like Hastings traveled extremely well. What's Hastings, 10 minutes away, 10, 15 minutes down the road?
You know what? I have no idea.
Well, that's something
I have no idea. I don't know.
That's something we'll Google.
I've never been there. Can you show me on your handy-dandy Michigan map? Where are they? Are they next to the crease or the mole?
I'm going to say that they're right next to...
That's the wrong hand. You're
wrong
right hand.
Hand.
There you go.
There
yeah.
we go. I'm going to say right next to the X in my hand.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a couple X's in my hand. Anyways, we're hanging out at University of Olivet Western. So what else did Coach Lulowitz say about his boys in anticipation for the game tonight?
We talked a lot about the season up to this point and how the team has really been tested. You know, some of the players that I've mentioned before who have really just kind of risen to the top have become leaders on this team. And really, you know, one of the biggest things is he's still healthy. You know, we've talked to teams like Michigan Center and Columbia Central and Napoleon, where they've had some of their big players kind of get knocked out from injuries. And this team rolling at 6-0, still healthy, knocking on wood. Let me find some real wood on the season. And, you know, that's been really key for this squad this year.
We have a few games we'll be looking at tonight, a couple of them, including Lumen Christi. Well, Lumen Christi St. Francis is tomorrow, but tonight Jackson is visiting Chelsea, Northwest Coldwater, Napoleon at Michigan Center over on K105.3, Addison, Hanover, Horton. We're going to step aside, get the anthem in the books, and we'll be right back with Week 7 of WKHM News Talk 970 AM football on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Alro Metals and Plastics, celebrating 75 years in business. The experts in metals and plastics are looking to add to their team. If you're looking for a career change, consider joining over 3,000 teammates across 75 locations in 16 different states. Alro Metals and Plastics offers career training for all levels, competitive pay, and excellent benefits. To learn more about your next potential career move with Alro Metals and Plastics, go online to alro.com/careers.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Joe Cassidy alongside Mark Daly. We're at the University of Olivet in beautiful Olivet, Michigan. A heck of a drive to get here, Mark.
A little bit. It was a little bit of a hike.
Well, for me specifically.
But, you know, when you miss your exit, that's kind of important.
You know, we could have just said, you know, I was running behind. Or we could have just said,
you're
traffic,
running behind.
Traffic.
Yeah, you were saying the same thing, just different ways, Joe.
Yeah, but we didn't have to be so honest about it. I want to say a huge thank you to all of our amazing sponsors with us tonight on the broadcast, including AeroCorp Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Trips Collision Center, Ghost Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ducks of Mid-Michigan, the Protection Center Veritas, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Will Be Transit Mix, Northwest Community Schools, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Phelps Towing, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, True Community Credit Union, Elro Steel, Plastics and Careers, Blair's Car Care, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our title sponsor of the regular season. Those, thank you so much. They open drains that others can't. Tom Coffee Softwater, and joining us for the rest of the season, welcome aboard the Dental Experience.
The Dental Experience. We appreciate you being on board. And most importantly, we thank you for supporting local programming and just great tradition of high school football in Jackson County. Yeah, on my way up here, because you and I drove separate, on my way up here, I actually followed the four buses from Western, bringing the team, the band, all their equipment, the cheerleaders. Four Western buses on the way up here to Olivet today.
Yeah, and I was stuck behind semis.
It's amazing how much a little grub can impact a football game. Right? Right?
No, literally.
Yeah, that's what the issue is with
quite
the field.
Literally.
At the field back at Western. But here we are. We're ready for kickoff.
Kicking off for Western number 5, Noah Bernader. And that's going to sail to the 10-yard line where it's fielded, taken back to the inside, making a couple cuts up to the 25-yard line where Hastings will take over.
Hastings gets a fresh set of downs. They're moving from left to right on your radio dial. They're right there just a little bit past the 25-yard line, so 25-plus. But typical field position, it's in the dark green portion. I love the dew-colored greens on this turf. This is just a beautiful facility.
So every 10 yards minus the inside the 5-yard line, every 10 yards are different colors of, I'm sorry, every 10 yards, that's a little, never
it's
mind.
It's weird. You got, it's weird. You got 10 yards, 5 yards, 10 yards. That's just bicolored.
And he'll be handoff up the middle, finding his way down to the 30-yard line. Glennon Stewart with Terry.
Yeah, there was a host of maroon jerseys there. I did not really get a good eye on which one it was that brought him down, but just they kind of ran into a wall and the pile moved about 5 yards or so. So here they are, second and 5 for Hastings Now second and six, it looks like, for Hastings right here on the 30-yard line.
That was a solid first run. And that wing tee under center, the handoff. Not sure where it went. Looks like it's going to be the 31-yard line is where it
ended. It went right into the defensive line is where it went, and then it went no. Well, they're giving him about a yard on that, so we're looking at about a third and three-ish, third and four-ish.
Western's defense, unlike many defenses that we've seen, very hard nose. They are not afraid to use their pads.
No, they're not. They're not afraid to stuff the box. They're not afraid to blitz. And they do a pretty good job in coverage, too. But here they are. They're stuffing the box right now. A lot of guys up on the line.
Wing T, that's going to the left. Oh, it's QB keeper. And QB is brought down back to the 30-yard line. But a flag being thrown. Probably going on the defense here.
That looked like it was number 84 who was in on the stop for Western.
French.
It looks like Gibby French. I got a wrong number on my roster, so we'll have to double check that.
Don't write. No.
15-yard penalty against Western. I didn't quite catch what the penalty was, but that's a 15-yarder. And again, kind of what we have, face mask penalty. So right where we started talking about penalties for Western, giving them a fresh set of downs when it looked like they had them stopped.
That would have been a fourth and five. Now it's a first and 10 from the 45-yard line of Hastings back in the wing tee. The fourth consecutive play running in that wing tee, and Western's defensive line crowding the box. But there's a hole and finding his way down the far sideline. Looks like number 30, Cardell Weinbrenner.
Van Riper, the one who's able to bring him down, but not until he got a fresh set of downs. Again, with that wing tee, you kind of just get lost in the mix right there. And he was able to get off just off of the left side edge around a handful of blockers and able to break some tackles and get the first down for Hastings right there at the 42.
Hastings going to run this play until they see it won't work anymore, but it's worked four times in a row. And this wing tee once again getting to at least the 30s. They're going to spot him at the 37-yard line of Western.
Yeah, Wilson getting a lot of time right now for Hastings. And they did the same thing right over that left tackle. Got a good chunk on first down. And Hastings right now rolling on offense until Western can figure out how to dial in and stop for him.
Second down and five now, approaching 9:15 to go here in the first quarter. Still scoreless between Western and Hastings for first place in the I-8. Western 6-0, Hastings 4-2, but both a perfect 3-0 in the I-8.
Here they are at the 37-yard line with just five to go.
Wing T, that's going to go up the gut this time to their fullback, and the fullback's going to barrel his way down to the 35-yard line for a gain of two.
There was about three Western Panthers there to wrap him up, and they still drug him about 2 yards.
Landon Stewart, the ball carrier. Down by number 34,
Luke Teachout. Boy, they got a great PA here, don't they?
Oh, they
Teachout there to make the stop once again. I have a feeling they'll be saying his name quite a bit tonight.
Teachout?
Yeah, Teachout. So not quite a fresh set of downs, but pretty close to it. They got, two to go here.
That's a long two.
As they are sitting right there at the 35.
That's a very long two. Wing T once again, this time going to the left side. And they're going to stuff him, looks like.
That's close. That's really close to a first. They're not quite there, but it's really close. He was supposed to go off that outside tackle again, but saw that it wasn't there, so cut it back in between the tackle and the guard. And that's where he was able to get about a yard and a half on that one.
They're going to mark this at the 34-yard line. Needs about the 33.5 for the first down. You sneeze, you got the first down.
Yeah. Well, I hope that's not how he gets the first down.
Well, no, I'm saying like that's how close it is.
See, I mean, they've been going off that left side all night long.
Wing T once again, QB under center. A little bit of movement on that defensive line. That's going to be another fresh set of downs for Hastings.
It was. It looked like it was the left tackle that jumped for Western. And that's going to give them, like you said, the first down and a few extra yards. Five costly yards for Hastings. You know, the Saxons have been able to move the ball so far, and the last thing you want to do is to give them a free five.
And they haven't thrown it in the air. They haven't put it in the air yet. It's all been on the ground. They had one really good breakaway run to get them in Western territory. Western thought they had them stopped, and fourth and one, only for an encroachment. Wing T once again. Takes the snap. Oh, yep. He does keep it. Not keeper. Gets it down to the 30s. 26-yard line.
They brought that over the right side, this time over the right guard, basically up the gut. And Western had pretty much an answer for that one, limiting the damage, because Hastings has found themselves after that first down in short territory, second down and short to go, or five to go. So Western getting a good stop here on first down.
It's going to bring up a second down and a long eight for the Hastings Saxons. Almost called them the Hastings Saxophones.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, you did.
No, I didn't. I'm lying. I fibbed. It looks like saxophones.
It stacked the left side. I bet it's going that way.
Wing T once again, and it will go to the left side. Still barreling forward. Enough for the first down. Down to the 17-yard line.
Well, I see what we're seeing right now with Wilson, the ball carrier, doing the legwork right now for Hastings, is first contact isn't going to stop him. Second contact will stop him, but you got to wrap him up. You got to go back to your techniques and basic tackling fundamentals to bring him down, because the arm tackling is not going to do it. You're going to have to get two bodies on him at the line.
Now, Hastings, a very small team over there on the sideline. Western, a lot more depth. See if Hastings, with this wing tee right here, slips on the ground and gets popped at the 15-yard line. And won't go anymore.
Big hit right there for Western. And, man, you could hear the pop up here. It was a good shoulder pad level tackle and just pounded him back.
Under 5.5 to go. Still scoreless. Hastings hanging out on the Western 15-yard line. Out of nothing but the wing tee and a couple of penalties. One coming off of a personal foul face mask on a third down, and the second penalty coming on a fourth down, and one and an offsides encroachment call. Wing T once again, a lot of movement there on the line, but he's rolling out in the fake. He has a man in the end zone open, and that is caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Hastings on the board first.
You know, I've been trying to follow that with my binoculars, and I totally lost everybody. You know, you need the wide field of vision to kind of see which way that's going, because that wing tee is so hard to follow, and it caught Western on their heels right there. Quick six on the board for the Saxtons.
That goes to number 18, Kai Richardson, on the 15-yard pitch and catch. Faked him.
Western almost had him in the backfield. They almost had a sack for a loss there as they were running that bootleg out left. But he was able to get rid of it in time and find his guy wide open in the end zone.
4:58 to go. Hastings, the first one to strike, going for two right here out of the wing tee. And it's a give to the left side, but stopped at the 6-yard line. Great defensive stand there to only keep six on the board, Mark.
He was able to get through the line, get like an ankle tackle, and he was able to get a couple extra yards after that initial contact, but lost his balance, fell, and able to limit the damage to six.
We're going to be back in 60 seconds. Hastings up 6-0 with 4:58 to go. Western looking to get their first crack at it on WKHM, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
for 80 years. We have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. It is 6-0, 4:52 to go, and a quick kickoff. It was a punch kick returned out to the 40-yard line, so decent field position for Western to start things out.
Yeah, right at the 40. They get a decent return on that, and they're in business right here. Let's see what this Western offense can do against this Hastings D.
And lined up out of the pistol. Going to take the give, and it's a handoff to Trudell. Trudell making some moves as the rain starts to come down. He's maybe going to get himself 2 yards on that carry.
Yeah, maybe a yard or two on that. We'll see where they end up marking. And they're marking it like it's going to be a two-yard gain. But he made it through the line of scrimmage and just met with a host of white jerseys for the Saxtons and just who swarmed to the ball. Looks like they gave him three on that.
Scoreboard says second and eight.
Second and eight. Yeah, it does.
It's about 2.5 yard gain out of the gun. And in and out of the gloves of number eight.
Reed Myers pass intended for Roman Hawk.
Roman Hawk.
Third. Third about seven.
And the rain is already playing a factor in this ball game because he would have had a first down. He was striding.
Sorry about that.
On the sideline, would have had the first down.
You know, from here it looked like he was more concerned with the yards in front of him than he was with the ball in his hands. He just didn't watch it all the way in. Dropped it before he had possession of it. And, because he had like 3 yards on the defender. He was going to get more after the catch.
Third down and eight, 4:17 on the clock. Hastings up 6-0. It's a bit of a high snap, but rolling to his right is Myers, and he's going to be throwing it away before he's taken down.
He was on his way down, and he was
77, Diego Poitel.
Diego Poitel was able to bring him down on that one for the Saxtons. And, yeah, that's a big loss, fourth down and forever now for Western.
Fourth and eight from their own 40-yard line.
No, they just haven't updated it yet. It's got to be more than that. Yeah, we're looking at fourth and 11.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Fourth and about seven.
They moved the down marker back like it was a sack, and then they just moved it back to where it was originally.
I mean, he did get the ball away. I don't think that was
I'd like to see that again because he was in the grasp on his way down.
Lining up for the punt. Snap is out. Kick is away. That's a nice-looking punt. That's going to maybe... That is actually going to take a Hastings bounce.
Berner's punt down by number.
And that's going to be down at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, really close to where they started that last drive. And remember, there's a couple penalties on Western that kept that drive alive for Hastings. And remember, last time around, they kept that on the ground 90% of the time, with the exception of that last play when they were able to get in the end zone.
There's a conversation going on, and Western recovers. Turns out it came out, and Western's going to get the ball in fantastic territory.
Wow, I totally missed that one. I didn't see it.
Neither did I.
I didn't see a white jersey around there at all anywhere. But obviously, it must have bounced off the leg or body of one of them, and Western able to fall right on it.
Now they have the ball at the 26-yard line of Hastings. That is a huge momentum shift, potential momentum shift. They still have to go to the 26, but this is a fresh set of downs in plus territory, and that first play not going to do them any favors. That's going to go back to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, they try to do a quarterback draw right up the middle, and it's like Hastings somehow had an ear in their huddle because they knew exactly what was happening there.
And four on play, second down and six.
Down markers don't look correct.
They don't. No, they don't at all.
So that was a pickup of one. Should be a second and nine.
No, yeah. Something's not right here. Because that should have been.
I'm sorry, that should have actually been a lot. Oh, they're staying. The ball is staying with Hastings, even though they call it for Western. Confusion. But, and that's going to be a give and no more at the 30-yard line. So bring up a third down and long.
Brought down by Landon Heavy.
Wow, I'm still Williams. Trying to figure out how things got turned around so quickly on us. But, well, either way.
Things really got out of hand fast.
Yeah,
there.
Things got really out of hand fast. Well, that first down play looked like it was just a scrum, a big mass of bodies, and now here we are getting confused on the second down, and now it's third and six, and why don't we just do a redo and start over from right here?
Yeah,
third
how about they six. Just do a re-kick?
Yeah.
Do this whole drive over again. Wing T once again is a third and six from their own 29-yard line. Winged T once again. This time, it's going up the middle, and that's a lot of space for the running back. It's a foot race, 30, 20, 15, he's gone. House call, Hastings up 12 to nothing.
I'm looking at the play. I'm looking at the quarterback and the other running back doing a bootleg to our right. And the next thing I know, everybody is chasing the ball over on the far left. I bit, Western bit, everybody on the planet bit on that fake this way. And he was wide open, untouched, all the way to the end zone.
A 71-yard run there for the senior number 20, Landon Stewart. Wowee, he's the one that really broke things open on that first drive to allow them to be set up for that passing touchdown. And they're going to go for two once again, hopefully make this a 14-point game over the 6-0 Parma Western Panthers. Both 3-0 here in the I-8. This game essentially is going to tell us who's going to win the I-8. And this is another wing tee and another stuff, except for he's going to find himself at the 2-yard line instead of the 5.
You know, they limit him on these 2-point conversions, which is really going a long way to keep them in the game. I mean, it's a much easier two-score catch-up at this point than it would be if it were 14-0. So if you're looking for some positives for the Western D, that's it right there on this game.
We'll be back in 30 seconds, 12-0. Hastings on top of Western. Western are looking to take a second crack at it on WKHM News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here's a few reasons for you to choose the dental experience for all your general dental.
Do you need metal? Alro Metals Outlet has you covered for all of your projects, making buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Alro Metals Outlet retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop their wide selection. Alro Metals Outlet doesn't just serve machine shops, job shops, contractors, and welders. They also serve artists and DIYers. Alro will even saw, cut, and shear your metal while you wait. For all your metal needs, visit one of Alro's 20-plus locations, including many Michigan locations in Jackson, Ann Arbor, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Livonia, Kalamazoo, Troy, and Warren. Learn more online at alrometalsoutlet.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back along at Olivet University, or University of Olivet, rather, for Western Hastings, 12 to nothing.
Well, 220 to go. It looked like on the return that when he caught the ball, he had to go down. And the refs are saying a knee touched the turf, and so he was down right there where he caught it. Even though, you know, he was able to get up and advance the ball, they called it dead at that point here at the 30, at the 26.
That's Landon Heavey who had that, and this is a little bit of sweep to the right-hand side. He's going to find himself up to the 30. That is...
We got some laundry out there at about the 30-yard line. He wasn't quite able to get the edge to make that a big gainer, but he was able to advance. But we'll see. This is kind of in the area of holding.
As it stands, it's a 3-yard pickup for Caleb Rudd-Jones, the senior running back.
And it looks like it's going to be against Western. So they're walking it back. 10 yards. Another costly penalty for the Panthers.
12-0. We have 2 minutes, 14 seconds on this clock. That first drive for Hastings took about 7 minutes off the clock.
That second drive took about 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 14, give or take. out of the gun. Three trips to the left, one to the right, and rolling to his right. And being bottled up, going down, fumbles on the ground, and Hastings recovers inside the red zone.
He went back on that bootleg pass, and you see a lot of bootleg at this level because they try to move the pocket, try to create some space, try to use that motion to create a little extra protection. And Hastings, just their D-line, just a beast off the ball, was able to evade all the blocks, and he was chased by four bodies that entire play.
The offensive line for Western really never had a chance on that one. The backfield and second level for Hastings defense was already past that O-line.
Well, he didn't even have a chance to look for an open receiver. He was running for his life from the start.
And this rain is really starting to catch up. Wing T once again inside the red zone. This is going to be going up the middle, finding his way down to the 14-yard line.
It was just a sea of red jerseys there on the stop, but not until after a little bit of damage was done. I think they're giving the credit to French on that one for the stop. He might have been the one to make first contact. Is that another flag I'm seeing down there, or is that just debris?
Yeah, it looks like debris.
Okay.
I hope it's not another flag.
Or debris for our French-speaking audience.
Debris?
I don't know. I'm making that up.
Yeah, but so you just made that up, didn't you?
I did.
Did you know that 98% of all facts are made up? Just like that one.
Hmm.
Wing T once again, second and four, under a buck and a half to go.
Well, they're calling it dead.
False start. That's going to push Hastings back 5 yards, making it a second and nine.
That's the first flag called against Hastings in this first quarter.
Illegal procedure against the Saxons.
Couple of flags on Western. One now on Hastings with a buck 21 to go. Hastings on top, 12 to nothing. One drive that took up three quarters of this first quarter, and the other drive taken up about 30 seconds real time.
Yeah, the Western fan base traveled well and traveled appropriately. A lot of ponchos and umbrellas in the stands here tonight.
A lot of umbrellas. A lot of amazing blue umbrellas. It's throwing me off. Wing T once again, this time going to the left side and getting himself bouncing off some tackles. It's going to be a third down and about a yard and a half. Dude, that was Stewart.
Yeah, that's Gibby French again there on the stop, a name that we call quite a bit on offense and on defense here. But that wing T, I mean, the ball looked like it was going to be going in at least two different directions before it ended up in the carrier's hands. He went off on that left side, and it took a while for Western to figure out where he was. And by the time they were able to make the stop, quite a bit of damage was done. So here we are, third and three at the 17.
Now approaching 15 seconds to go. A third down and short. And another wing T attempt. Going to get them at exactly the marker, potentially for a first and goal come up.
Yeah, it's going to be really close. They're calling it a first down. They're telling him to move the chains. Nope.
Call for a measurement.
The dude in the white hat pointed forward, but then they're going to, bring out the sticks to see exactly where it is.
Let's take 30 seconds while they measure. On WKHM, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here's a few reasons for you to choose the dental experience for all your general dentistry needs. It doesn't feel like a dental office when you walk in. It feels like home. The staff is top-notch as well as the facility. Dr. Belbisi is great in every aspect. He's great with kids, and for patients that require a little extra care, he is also great with them. They also offer same-day crowns as well as implants. The hygiene team at the Dental Experience is the best in the area to come get your cleanings and yearly checkups. The Dental Experience is the most patient-friendly office I have came across.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, they measured, and they're short. So fourth and goal coming, or fourth and short coming up. And going to be stuffed. Beautiful.
Mitchell Williams for the Panthers, getting through the line, making the stop. Western taking over on downs. First and 10 from probably what's going to end up being like the 18 or 19.
Let's see where they officially mark them. Looks like at the 12?
Well, okay. You know, wilder things have happened so far this game.
Yes, they have. Like a fumble that was Western's and it wasn't. I formation. Going to be a give. Trudell going to try to make some cuts.
Well, he just kept his body low, chopped his feet until they blew that one dead. Trying to find some daylight, but couldn't quite get it except for a couple yards on that.
Oh, you got about three on that. Second down and seven. Sorry.
Second and seven from the 15-yard line. Just kept turning his legs, Mark.
You know, the PA guy saying second and seven. He's saying second and eight up there on the board.
I formation. Trudell gets the pitch. He's going to take it to the right side. Try to make a cut inside. And he'll find himself.
Balls out.
Ball's on the ground, but they're going to say it's a dead ball. And that could have been extremely dangerous for that referee. Almost had his Achilles torn.
Boy, I tell you, he had a hole you could drive Dennis Warden's truck through, and that closed down quickly. I mean, as soon as he got to the hole, the Saxons just closed in on it and stuffed it. But, I mean, he was able to get positive yards.
A third down and manageable, I'd say about 2.5. They're going to say officially 3, but this is going to be just a fullback dive, and they're going to say he will have the first down.
There it is. He's got it. He doesn't have it by much, but he's got it. And a fresh set of downs for the Panthers.
He's got enough. There it is.
Way out of town scoreboard update. Napoleon on top of Michigan Center. At Michigan Center, 7-0 at the end of one. Chelsea on top of Jackson, 14-0 at the end of near the end of the first.
It's a big game for Jackson tonight, too.
Oh, he most definitely. I formation. Give goes to Trudell. Trudell makes a cut. Beautiful cut. Past the 30. He's got way past the second level. Up to the 39. They're going to say the 36-yard, the 37-yard line.
He was looking to make the edge, and he was just very patient. Had his hand on the back of his blocker following them, and then able to get around the edge, cut off to the outside, get the big yards, and he comes up limping. Hops on one foot to the sideline.
Trudell still able to get them that first down. Now ball placed at the 37-yard line.
Getting attention by the trainers right now.
Hoping he's okay. Man in motion. That's a give to the left side. And running it past the 40. Almost getting himself to the sticks is number 3, Caleb Rudd-Jones.
Looks like he was pushed out about the 45, but looks like Western finding some success. Not up the gut, but around the edge, just using their speed to take advantage and get the yards that they can. Now, they're not completely getting around the edge and making the turn, but they're able to get the yards by taking the wide angle and running towards the sideline.
A second down and 4. I formation, one split to the right, loaded box. That's going to be right up the gut. That's Heavey, and Heavey is not going anywhere. They're going to give him the 45.
Yeah, he was met by just a whole field full of Saxons and making the stop there. Looks like they gave him a yard, though.
This will be a third down and a long two.
Very long two.
Looking for Trudell, see if he's out on the field once more. He is not. He's still being checked out on the sideline.
Yeah, they're working
on just cramp.
They're working on that left wheel of his.
Out of the gun.
It's keeper.
Direct snap. He's going to look for a man, and they're going to say no penalties for a horse collar tackle, bringing up a fourth down.
Well, I mean, the refs have the better view than we do up here, but when you see the back fall down,
flag on the ground.
There is a flag out there, yeah. So like I was saying, when you see the legs kind of fly up in the air and the back kind of hit the ground first, that's pretty much a telltale sign that he was brought down in illegal fashion.
Brought down hard, too. That's Reed Myers, who was just looking for a safety valve, but they're going to be rewarded with the horse collar tackle personal foul, making that the second penalty on Hastings. That looks nasty, too. I mean, horse collars never look good. That one looked especially nasty.
Yeah, that was a hard hit. I'm sure it didn't tickle.
First and 10 lesson from the Saxon 40-yard line.
Approaching 9:40 and counting here in the second quarter. 12-0, Hastings on top of Western in plus territory, though. This is a handoff to Rudd Jones. Rudd Jones finding himself past the 40, making a cutback inside the 35. And this will be as close to that first down marker as you could ask for off that.
He was able to get some good yardage off of that. We've seen them try to make the edge and try to make the turn on the outside. He saw that it wasn't there, cut it back in towards the left, able to evade a couple tackles and get good positive yards on first down.
Approaching 9 minutes. So we're almost 15 minutes into this ball game for first place here in the IA out of the gun. Myers going to pitch off to Trudell, who's back in the game. Trudell making a cut past the 35-yard line and is going to be thrown down at the 30-yard line, which, crazy enough, is what he needed for the first down mark.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be close. Nope, they're calling it. It is a first down. They're moving the sticks.
Western getting some offense going. This has got to feel good for the Panther Pride faithful that made that hour-long drive.
Well, they had to take some time to feel out the Saxon defense and figure out what was going to work. And, you know, when they try to run it up the gut, the big guys of Saxons are stopping it, but they're able to use their speed and get the edge.
Myers out of the gun. Single set behind him. It's going to be just a little pitch over to Rudd Jones, and it was off the turf. He's losing yards off of that.
The pass was a little bit behind him, and he had to, which made it more like a lateral. So he had to pick it up off the ground. It wasn't a dead ball at that point. He had to advance it, and he was just stuffed. They lost about five on that.
They're going to put him back at the 35-yard line, so a second down and 15 as we approach 8 minutes here. Second quarter, the game that's going to determine more than likely the winner of the I-8 conference. Out of the gun, two split to the left. Just going to be a give to Trudell, who's going to be smashed right at the 35-yard line, then driven back.
Trudell. He made a little jump cut, but he jump cut right into another defender, and it just stopped him. Stopped him right there at the line of scrimmage.
No gain on the play. Third.
I mean, if you're Coach Rulowitz, do you go for, you know, about half the yardage right here? Or do you try to go for all 15? You kind of set yourself up for a manageable fourth end.
Yeah, you don't have to get it all in this chunk, but you have to. You got to get a good portion of it in order to have a shot on that fourth down. And if you're the coach, you're probably going with what works right now, and that's plays around the edge.
Ben Parrott, Rudd Jones, split to the left. Jones, man in motion, going to be a fake give to Trudell, and looking downfield for Parrott. He has a man. And in and out of the palms of Parrott. A little long there, Mark.
Yeah, he was looking back over his shoulder. He would have had to make a great basket catch for that one. Just a little long on that, but he was open. He had a couple yards on the defender. If they're able to connect on that one, that's six for Western.
Michigan Center evening up the odds with a 29-yard touchdown pass from Hinkle to Hunter Clemens, 7-7 over there.
Boy, that's an interesting game. You know, we spoke with Troy Allen earlier this week, and they got some guys out on center side, and Napoleon's got some guys out too.
7 minutes even with a 4th and 15 out of the gun. Man in motion. That's Rudd Jones taking the ball. That's Myers. Myers looking downfield. He might have a man. He does at the 20-yard line, but just shy, unless they say he has it. We're going to see where they mark it at. They're going to say turnover on downs.
Yeah, he's a good 5 yards short of that one. That was a great play, great connection, but he just didn't have enough to get the sticks. It's enough to pad the stats, but not enough to get the sticks. And the Saxons taking over at the 20.
I got to know where. Okay, so they marked the ball, which would have been a first down. Where it would have been a first down. and they say turnover on downs. It was Gibson French with a fantastic effort, Mark. I'm just beside myself right now.
Wow.
Wing T once again. Load a box for that defensive line of Western. And not much to, not places to go, not a lot of places to go. The second down and 10 coming up.
Yeah, they're looking like it's going to be right there stuffed at the line of scrimmage. No gain for Hastings on this one. And you can just sense the frustration in this room after after that last play.
It kind of feels like I feel at peace, you know. It's like zen in here right now. Everyone's in a great mood.
That's Joe dropping some sarcasm for our listening audience.
Second down and 10 coming up, approaching 6:15 and counting here in the second quarter. Wing T. This time going to go. Oh, it's a fake. And getting near the first down stick. See if they do mark him past the sticks, and they will. That's just a QB keep.
I mean, first it looked like it was going to be going over the left guard, then over the right tackle, and then next thing you know, we see the quarterback on the keeper trying to make the edge and get on the outside there, and he got 9 yards. Got 9 yards on that first down.
It looked like they were going to give him 11.
Second down, not first. My bad.
Third down and a long.
They're calling one. It says two on the board, but it's not even one.
It's about 1 and 6 inches, maybe. Wing T, third and one. 6 minutes to go. And this time, it's going to be a first down, getting it past the second level, and just falling forward to the 38-yard line for the first down.
That wing T, man, it's keeping the defense in check. It's preventing Western from being able to swarm to the ball. So they're all just kind of keeping to their assignments at this point. And they're really what Hastings is doing is just kind of creating a one-on-one matchup. They're saying, hey, it's our guy with the ball against your one defender. Western's got to make a stop on first contact.
It's going to be a first down and 10 from their own 38-yard line for Hastings. Wing T once again. And this will be right up the gut for a gain of about four. Three.
Good. Yeah, that was one of the few times where everybody was just kind of in a scrum, kind of like a rugby scrum out there, and the pile moved in Hastings'
David
favor.
Giles, carry.
5 minutes and counting left here in the second quarter, first half. This from the 41-yard line.
And three,
they're taking their time bringing the play in.
From the 41.
Yeah, this is the longest they've taken to bring a play in. They got 10 seconds to get it off.
And being out of college, the play clock is on and running.
Oh.
With 2 seconds left, they're going to
on the play. Timeout
Hastings.
Saxon's calling the TO there so they can, because it was getting close. It was getting really close.
It looked like they're about to get the snap off with 2 seconds left.
Gold Rush draft.
I think the coach probably taking a better safe than sorry approach to that. Yeah, it looked like it, but he obviously knows more than we do when it comes to something like that.
Almost definitely.
Saving them the loss of down and letting them have a chance to talk it over.
Seeing Portland Charlotte, Portland 8, Charlotte 0.
That's coming up.
That's in their game.
November 4th.
It's close-ish. 4:37 on the clock. That's going to be the first timeout burned by either team.
Thank you to the University of Olivet for allowing us to use this wonderful.
Still reading 12 to nothing. Hastings on top.
Now, ground game's kind of making it go by a little bit quicker than what we're used to. With just a little, you know, 4.5 plus on the clock.
That rain is consistent, too.
That's what you expect with fall ball, man. You got to have a couple games like this. What's really in their favor, it's on turf. I mean, we'd have a muddy mess out there.
Oh, yeah.
If they were home right now.
Wing T going to the right side now.
Stuffed.
just eaten alive. That's number 20, Landon Stewart, not getting anything on that. Third down and seven coming up.
Defensive coordinator is probably going to be handing out some helmet stickers on that one based on that stuff by French.
Under 420 here in the second quarter. If you're just tuning in, Hastings on top, 12-0 over Western. Western 6-0, 3-0 in the conference. Hastings also 3-0 in the conference, but overall record 4-2.
4-2. Now they're 4-0 in the conference.
Three. MSSA says three. What week are we on? Seven, right? Yeah, seven.
Okay.
Going to be another wing tee, and he's not going anywhere. Once again, he's going to maybe get a yard off of that.
Looks like Western's kind of figuring out what they need to do on defense. They're kind of seeing these looks multiple times, and at least on this series, it looks like they're getting a feel for which way the ball's going, and they're able to get good stops, and limit this wing tee look for Hastings.
Hastings come off a big win last week against Marshall at Marshall, 58-20. And this will be a punt as we're approaching 3 minutes to go here in the first half. A little bit of a weak low snap, but does get it off. Feel it at the 25-yard line by Laporte. Laporte going to make his way up past the 30 and brought down to the 33-yard line. Well, they'll take over.
He was able to make a cut to the right, kind of stopped right dead in his tracks, made the first guy miss, and getting himself a couple extra yards on that return.
From their own 33.
Not a whole lot of slipping and sliding on this turf in the rain.
I think that's the biggest perk of turf. It's the whole, you got a level playing field because it has to be even to put turf down. So everything is perfectly ground. Man in motion. That's French. Low snap and pitch play to Trudell. Trudell finding himself on the far side and trying to sneak his way up past the 35, and they're going to give him the 35.
Able to get that ball quite a bit in the backfield. Got a good head of steam going. Used his speed and able to get the extra yardage after first contact there to prevent that from being a loss.
About to hit 2.5 minutes, and we do. And counting here in the first half. 12-0, Hastings on top of the 6-0 Western Panthers. Western from their own 35-yard line. So 65 yards stands between them and Paydirt. Out of the gun, going to be a give up the gut to Trudell, but Trudell's going nowhere. They're going to keep him at the 35-yard line for a third down and long coming up.
Yeah, they stopped him right there. They're giving him forward motion, but he was pushed back 5 yards on that one.
And now the rain really starting to come down. It was just a little light sprinkle, then gradually started to come down a little more. Now it's just people are getting wet. And those jerseys that were maroon, now dark maroon.
They're really dark, yeah.
They almost look like Western Michigan's football uniform under some of those lights. The brown instead of the maroon. Not I formation. Out of the gun, and Myers immediately blown up. Trudell was the safety valve at the 35-yard line, and he's brought down at the 35-yard line because a man found himself in the backfield pretty quickly.
Yeah, he got rid of the ball sooner than he wanted to, but still able to connect. It looked like they tried to set up kind of like a short inside screen on that one because there was four guys in front of him just hauling tail and ready to block the way, but it was just one defender for the Saxons, who was able to get in there, wrap them up, make a textbook tackle, and get the stop after a short game.
1:15 on the clock with a 4th down and 9 for the Panthers from their own 35-yard line. The punt team will be coming out, but Hastings calling that timeout to see if they can put one more score on the board. If they do put one more score on the board, let's not forget that Western traveled to Detroit Country Day this last year. We're down 17-0 at halftime. Come back and win the game.
That's a good Country Day team, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good Country Day team. So that's one of the things Western's been able to do. They've been able to put up points this year. And they've been able to make second-half adjustments.
I look at the Northwestern game we watched. It was pretty close in the first half, and then just blew open in the second.
The punt team is out. Not a lot of movement from Hastings. They're just waiting for the boot, and that is a beautiful boot. That's going to take a Western bounce inside the 20, still rolling. Brought down at the 18-yard line, but that flag just got chucked to midfield.
Wow. All right, we'll have to take a look at what that was. That was a heck of a boot. Hastings didn't have a receiver back.
I got to think that's holding on the receiving team. Maybe got maybe one of the Western gunners got held.
Yeah, the flag's down here at the 20. There wasn't even a white jersey anywhere near it. There was nobody from Hastings in the area where that flag was thrown.
Unless he was just trying to see how far he could throw it.
You know, I kind of would prefer the Bill Belichick method. Oh. To spike it at your feet, right?
The not mad but disappointed. Just awaiting on the call. Personal foul on the receiving team. That's going to push him back.
I don't know. I didn't see it. I couldn't tell where it was because I was looking at the sea of maroon jerseys by where the ball was, anticipating that thing to stop. And it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling.
First and 10, Saxons on their own 9-yard line.
I don't know. Maybe some frustration settling in for Hastings because all of a sudden, you know, midway through the second, Western figured them out, was able to stop them, and that's probably something Hastings hasn't had to deal with in I-8 play yet.
No, they have not. They've taken all I-8 teams pretty handily. We'll get to those scores at halftime, but Wing T once again, Bucko, two to go, and this time going up the middle and brought down at the 10-yard line.
Again, nowhere to go with that. That Wing T giving you a handful of different ways that it could go. Kind of like an option look to it at times also. So it's, they got stuffed right there at the 10.
I got to think if I'm Coach Rulowitz and they go for it, you know, they go for that Wing T again and they get maybe a 1 or 2 yards, he call a timeout on that third down and that fourth down. See if they can get a couple more plays off before halftime. Unless they're just content taking it at halftime.
I don't know, man.
Up.
With this rain, I'm not sure how that's kind of risky doing that type of a hurry up in this kind of weather.
Wing T to the right side with a hole, getting it up past the second level. Brought down just shy of the 25-yard line. Clock stops to move the chains with 15 seconds to go.
Yeah, there were like five maroon jerseys hanging on to him. Laporte, the one getting credited for the takedown and the tackle. But yeah, I'd be really surprised if they run another play on this.
To me, like, that's going to do it.
3 seconds, 2 seconds, one, and we are at halftime. Hastings, the Saxons on top of the 6-0 Palm Western Panthers. We're going to step aside 3 minutes, going to bring you back, get you a first half synopsis. Then we're going to get you this week in MHSAA and set up for the second half on WKHM, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Be prepared this winter when the snow starts flying with Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating not only can protect your driveway or parking lot with seal coating, but they also provide commercial and residential snow removal, commercial salt services, and much more. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to get on the snow removal schedule for this upcoming winter. Don't wait or you will regret it when you are shoveling. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. WolverineSealCoating.com.
You've had a fantastic summer enjoying all that the Great Lakes State has to offer. Boating, fishing, camping, and driving with the top down on your convertible. But soon, you'll have to decide where to store that pontoon, camper, or classic car. Look no further than Gen 3 Leasing and Storage in Jackson. Our convenient warehouse has plenty of clean, dry space at competitive prices. And heated spaces available. Conveniently located on West Ganson in Jackson at the former Yardman Complex. You can drive right in and park. Call Gen 3 Leasing at 788-3316 for all your indoor storage needs.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts, to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather with a Briggs & Stratton standby generator. Permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate or visit superiorindustrialsales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, it is halftime, 12-0 Hastings. Pretty eventful first quarter. Second quarter, Western kind of figures some stuff out.
Yeah, it looks like about halfway through the second quarter, Western kind of figured out what was up with that wing tee, and they're able to make some stuffs, and they're able to move the ball a little bit, just got shy of getting into the end zone. So the first quarter is where the action was. At 4:58 of the first, Kai Richardson of Hastings was able to get a 26-yard pass in and put six on the board. They tried a two-point conversion, did not go in. That was after a drive that was nothing but running off left tackle for Hastings, and then that last play, they do a pass, and it was good. At 2:22 left in the first, Landon Stewart was able to make a 76-yard run for Hastings, get the 6 points off of that one. Again, two-point conversion, not good. And that's where we stand, 12-0. But like we said, in the second quarter, it looked like Western was able to dial in their defense a little bit and get some important stops for Hastings. And we have joining us here in our broadcast booth, we have Superintendent of Western Schools, Mike Smida.
Hey,
man, it's so good to see you again.
Good to be seen, man.
Thanks
good
for joining us here in the studio. But, you know, this is a great facility, but kind of losing a little bit of home field advantage here by coming to this awesome facility.
Yeah, a great experience for our boys to be out here playing at the University of Olivet. We were real appreciative of them welcoming us, hosting us. Disappointing for our kids, though. We really want to play this game home.
Right, I know, right?
Hoping to get another home game in, but things are rough right now on our field.
Right, and that kind of leads me to the next question. I know there's been some fundraising and whatnot and kind of a push to get a turf field.
Right. We had a fundraising group start about a year ago.
Yeah.
And thanks to a generous anonymous donor, in the last 6 months, we were able to raise over $300,000.
Nice.
So based on that commitment by these donors, we have put a bid spec together.
Okay.
Ironically, the bid spec did get released yesterday.
All right.
So it'll be out on the streets for bidding purposes for the next 3 weeks. When they come in, we'll take a look at it, talk to the Board of Education. But we also got our elementary bond going on at the same time.
Okay.
So these two things collide, and the elementary bond is the priority, but we're in good shape right now. Things are trending our way with a bid so far.
Okay.
So we're real excited.
So if the bid process goes through the way that you want, are we looking, do you think this is something realistic that could be in place next year?
Absolutely. If the bids go the way we're hoping for the whole elementary project as well as for a turf field, this is something that would begin as soon as our home track season ends, and we'd be ready to go as soon as August, hopefully.
Right, and that'd be so nice to have. And you have beautiful facilities out there, great football night experience. It's just, it'd be nice to have that.
You know, when we started the season, our grounds crew did a wonderful job. If you looked at our field back in August, it was beautiful, lush, green. It was beautiful.
Right.
And we got a few aerial shots from then and then about 3 weeks ago. And we realized we were having a problem. We literally had flaps of sod.
Yeah.
Flaps of sod. And we did talk to some experts. They came out, take a look, and we had a major grub problem. And they love roots that are doing well.
Yep, they do.
The roots were doing well.
See, I don't mind having grubs at home because that's just less I have to mow. But that's not what you want for a football field. So Mike Smyta, superintendent of Western Schools. Anything else before we run out of time, Mike?
No, Mark, appreciate you getting me on. Appreciate you being here tonight and broadcasting back to the home fans.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us. Hey, let's take 2 minutes, and then I'm HSAA, and then we'll be back live here from Olivet, the University of Olivet, with Western football here on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
The number of football coaches with 400 wins grows by one, and Good Sports Our Winners comes to life at the Sportsmanship Summit. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. A 6-0 start to the season for Jackson Lumen Christie has given head coach Herb Rogan 401 career victories. The 400th win came on September 22nd against Dearborn Divine Child and made Rogan just the third member of the 400 Wins Club. John Harrington with 443 and Al Fracassa with 430 are the only two ahead of Rogan on the list. Rogan took over Lumen Christie in 1980 and has had only two losing seasons. The Titans have won 10 state titles under Rogan, the Class B state title in 1996, five Division V titles coming in 2000, 2001, 2003, 2004, and 2009. Three Division VI titles, those were in 2016, 2017, and 2018. And the Division VII title last year. After opening the 2022 season with three straight losses, Lumen Christie has since rattled off 17 straight W's and has already clinched at least a share of the Detroit Catholic League AA League title, their first year in that conference. The Titans currently sit atop the Division 7 playoff points list, and in Week 7 will be playing Traverse City St. Francis, the team they beat in the 2022 finals. For a list of all-time coaching records, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the last week. First, Drew Hackney of Muskegon Mona Shores. The senior won his fourth straight Greater Muskegon Athletic Association tennis title. He defeated North Muskegon's Luke Hall 6-love, 6-love in the final match. Freeland's TJ Hansen turned in a blistering cross-country time of 14 minutes, 46.3 seconds in winning the Shepherd Blue Jay Elite Race. The time is a personal best for Hansen. And Manchester running back Blake Sloan. He set a new school record with 6 rushing touchdowns in a single game as Manchester beat East Jackson 55-8.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
You're sitting at a volleyball match and hear the parents in the stands yell double or lift. What do those terms mean and why are they yelling them? Double refers to double contact. That's when a player hits the ball twice in a row or if the ball touches two parts of the player's body in succession. If a setter hits the ball with one hand then the other, even if immediate, it's a double. She needs to set the ball with both hands at the same time. A lift is when the player, typically a setter, has prolonged contact with the ball and results in throwing or redirecting the ball back into play. The ball doesn't rebound off the player's fingers or hands, but it is directed by the player. The official on the stand at the net is in the best position to notice these fouls.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Sportsmanship is one of the most important aspects of educational athletics. And along with scholarship, safety, and an appropriate scope, it is one of the MHSAA's 4 main core values for school sports. Winning is great, but good sportsmanship helps develop habits that can be used well beyond the playing field. For more than 20 years, the MHSAA has provided a sportsmanship summit experience to students across Michigan. Workshop sessions focus on sportsmanship both on and off the court and feature hands-on activities, including one session developed and instructed by members of the MHSAA Student Advisory Council. Summits will be held November 6th in Kalamazoo, November 7th in Lansing, November 8th in Troy, and November 13th in Traverse City. Each site is limited to 225 attendees, so be sure to register now to reserve your space. Registration materials and other information can be found online at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
Stuck on the side of the road? Phelps Towing is here to save the day. With our comprehensive roadside services, including jump starts, lockouts, fuel deliveries, and more, we've got you covered. Our experienced and friendly team is available 24/7 to get you back on the road quickly and safely. Don't let a breakdown ruin your day. Call Phelps Towing, 517-764-1921, and let us help you get moving again.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
I got my wisdom teeth done at the Dental Experience. Dr. Anish Gupta, the service at the Dental Experience was great. Staff was top-notch, facility was top-notch, as well as the equipment. They made sure I was comfortable, made sure I was okay before I got the procedure done. Not only did the procedure impress me, it was the fact that they gave me a checkup call to make sure everything was okay and if I needed any further assistance. Most offices haven't gave me a call after I've got procedures done or appointments for that matter. So the fact that they gave me a call and made sure I was okay was the cherry on top.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, 12-0 with a minute left on the halftime clock. Both teams gearing up. Western are going to be receiving the second half kick, down 12-0.
Yeah, you know, they've been down before. Big game early on. With a titan of a team in Detroit Country Day, Western was down 17-0, was able to overcome that deficit, put the points on the board, and get a very big win early in the season. And this is a good Hastings team. They've lived up to expectations. They controlled basically the entire first quarter on the ground, with the exception of the one pass play for a quick six. But, yeah, Hastings putting up the 12 points in the first quarter, and then everything just kind of shut down for both teams in the second. We'll see what type of adjustments Western was able to make coming out of halftime, what type of game plan that they're going to have for this wet weather moving forward, because that does limit the air game a little bit. We've seen minor issues on snaps, being a little high, being a little low. So we'll see. We'll see if they can keep their penalties in check and have a good, clean game, keeping all of their stuff, making it all their marks, and just playing good, technically sound football for the second half. 12-0 Western down right now.
Just moments away as the hand is up, the whistle blows. Another set of keys. The kick is away. That is a boomer this time. No punch kick. Can we field it at the five, but it's a muff picked right back up by Rudd Jones. He's going to just fall his way down to the 16-yard line where Western will take over.
Western taking over deep in their own territory. So that's going to be quite a ways to go for Western, which mostly, I'm guessing, is going to be a ground game in the second half.
We were talking about earlier how Jackson and Chelsea was going to be a crucial game. Well, how about this at halftime? Jackson ties the knot, 14-14 all.
That's big for the Vikings, and really what's kind of a must-win situation for them in Chelsea if they have a chance for the SEC White.
Out of the gun. One wide to the left, empty set to the right, single set back. That's Trudell. Trudell takes the carry. Trudell working his way past the 20-yard line, still on his feet, past the 25, and barreling his way down to the 30-yard line. A pickup of a good 13 yards there for Trudell.
Well, it was almost like they were passing the gravy bowl there, because he went through all the hands on that Hastings team to get the first down. A little bit of a misdirection on the handoff, a fake to the left, and then he goes into the right. And, yeah, just picked his way through that Hastings defense. A lot of good hard work, chopping his feet, staying low, holding onto the ball, and just running through people to get the first down.
They're going to mark him at the 29-yard line, but a first down regardless. Empty to the right, man of motion. That's French. This will be another handoff to Trudell. Trudell shakes a tackle, and he's going to barrel his way close to another first down.
Defender was able to break through, almost got the hands on him. Trudell just used his speed, ran away from him, and got a good chunk on first down. And so they're in business here on this drive. Again, it's Hastings on top right now, 12-0, but Western making a go of it just short of the first down. So it's like second and inches.
10:45 and counting here in the third quarter.
They gave him the first down. They're moving the sticks.
Two
instead of downs.
Back-to-back first downs via the legs of Trudell. Now out of the gun, man of motion. That's Rudd Jones. Rudd Jones going to be running far side, but a handoff to Trudell. Trudell going to actually lose a couple of yards on that attempt.
A little bit of hesitation there on the handoff, and it gave time for the defense to kind of just surround him and take him down. And it looks like about a yard and a half loss on that. So it's going to be second and about 12 from the 38.
They're doing a great job of moving this ball so far, just 2 minutes into this second half, down 12 to nothing. But they did come back down from down 17 nothing against Detroit Country Day. Myers rolling out. He thinks he has a man. He does, but in out of the hands of Herrick.
He had two guys open on this side who found a soft spot between all the Hastings defenders, but just wasn't able to make that connection. And now they're looking at a third and 12.
That was a dangerous pass.
Very difficult third and 12.
An extremely dangerous but confident throw by Myers as Myers trots back out after talking with Coach Rulowitz.
Just a bit out of the grasp over here. We had a good view of it on the sideline. But you're right, man. There's a lot of depth on this Western team.
Out of the gun. French in motion to the left, two split to the right. Myers looking downfield. He's being chased now at the 30-yard line, looking downfield. Thinks he has a man, almost picked off and almost picked over by Rudd Jones. But Rudd Jones in and out of the hands. That's bringing up a fourth and 12 after two great runs by Trudell.
Well, you know, that's the wet weather kind of playing a role in this game right now because, yeah, it was picked off or almost picked off, went through the hands, but then went through the hands of two different receivers, and they just couldn't dial it in to bring it in. So, yeah, it's fourth and 12, so Western getting ready to punt, being down 12 here in the second or in the third.
If Rudd Jones gets his hands on that, he has empty space. All he has to do is empty space. Beautiful booming punt, and he would have been gone for six as this punt's still rolling inside the 15. Getting it all the way down to the 12-yard line, an absolute boomer.
That is a great punt, good momentum. Got about 15 yards of it on the ground, too. So Hastings taking over on their own 12-yard line. It looked like in the second quarter that Western was able to dial in their defense, kind of figure out which way that ball was going to go in this very difficult to track wing tee that Hastings runs. Let's see if they were able to keep those adjustments for the second half, being down 12 at 9:29 in the third.
They are buried deep at their own 11-yard line for Hastings. Wing T once again, handoff to the right back this time around. He's just going to keep pushing himself forward up to the 17-yard line for a second down and manageable coming up.
Yeah, the pile just kept moving once it hit the line of scrimmage, and they got a good 6 yards off of that on first down. So they're going to be second and four, 9:09 here in the third quarter. Western still has yet to get on the board, and they're trying to limit the damage with Hastings, who already have 12 up.
Under nine to go, a second down and a very manageable four, especially for the wing tee. Wing tee offense again goes to the left side, and this will be a first down. Just continues to barrel his way past the 30-yard line, still on his feet, finally brought down near the 40-yard line. A heck of a carry for over 20 yards.
Yeah, Kai Stewart on the carry for Hastings, and it was just it was kind of like that Trudell run that we saw not too long ago, just running through everybody, and they couldn't bring him down until some big damage was made, and they eventually get him down at the 37-yard line, it looks like. So first and 10 for Hastings at their 37.
Hastings, the last couple of plays, getting very comfortable with using their power back out of that wing tee and going to the power back once again. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But this time he's driven back.
Doesn't get much on that one at all. He had two lead blockers, and it's just like Western's D ran around him and right to the ball and able to drive him back and prevent any type of gain 8 minutes here on the third. Hastings 12, Western 0.
A dozen separates the 6-0 Western Panthers in first place alongside the 4-2 Hastings, also 3-0 in the I-8. Clock still running, approaching 7.5 to go here in the third quarter. From the University of Olivet, wing T. Under center. This time going to the speed back. The speed back going nowhere and bringing him down. None other than big 3-2, Mark.
They weren't biting on the fake. They were trying to get the attention over there and get the defense to go right when they gave it to their speed back over here on the left side to go over left tackle. And he was met by three defenders and just prevented him really from going anywhere. So now Hastings is looking as something they haven't looked at in a while. That's third and long, 8 yards to go in order to convert here on their side of the field from the 39-yard line.
The last third and eight that was presented for Hastings, they were able to move a little bit, but would bring up the punt team. Only faced a couple of third downs. This time, going to be two in the backfield and getting it to the 40-yard line, but nothing more. A pickup of about 2 yards, but a fourth down coming up, Mark.
Fourth down and six to go in this part of the field. You're most likely going to want to punt, seeing how Western has been able to dial in your defense and figure out how to stop it. So, yeah, fourth and six now for Hastings. Western setting up to return a punt right now. Down 12-0 here at 6:05 in the third.
Getting under that six-minute mark. Play clock reads 15. Game clock 5:55 and counting as Hastings about to punt away up 12-0. Snap is away, kick is up, and it's a pretty good-looking punt. Going to be fielded from the 24-yard line by Laporte. Laporte making a move back up the middle. He's going to get himself rocked at the 35-yard line, but a nice pickup of 11 on that return.
Well, he's able to move nicely in traffic, able to make some good cuts. Didn't look like he had a whole lot of speed, but he's just able to run around guys and get those 10 yards after the catch.
Going to set Western up from the 35-yard line. 5:40 to go as they're down 12-0.
Well, they're spread out. He looks like they want to sling it. We'll see what happens.
Out of the gun, single set back man in motion. And this will be a give to Rudd Jones. Rudd Jones making it past the first level, into the second level, into the teeth of the linebackers and defensive backs, getting it to the 41-yard line for a pickup of six.
It's kind of like the Western version of the jet sweep. They hike the ball with the receiver in motion, so he already has a full head of steam by the time he gets the handoff. And they try to use their speed to get the edge. Again, they're not quite getting the edge, but the angle on the run is getting him positive yards.
5:10 and counting. Out of the gun. Man in motion. One split to the left, two to the right. It's a little bit of a low snap, but goes right to Trudell. Trudell makes a couple men miss and then cannot recollect his balance. Going to fall down to the 38-yard line for a loss of a couple.
Well, it looked like he was about ready to break away from that one. Just had one more guy to beat. But they get him right there at the line of scrimmage, and we're looking at a third and five right now for the Western Panthers at 4:42, down 12-0 to Hastings.
I think what's going to be in Western's favor now is the rain has officially stopped, at least for now.
Yeah, but everything's wet. Everything is just wet out there. There's no keeping anything dry.
Got to think that they have a handful of dry game balls somewhere. But out of the gun, man in motion. That's Rudd Jones. Going to be a fake give to Trudell instead. Myers taking himself past the 45. Past midfield. This is a first down plus some. Getting it at the 39-yard line of Hastings. Big first down using Myers' feet.
Just able to pick his way through some white jerseys. Didn't have the number of red jerseys blockers in order to make his way. So he used his feet, used his football IQ, and able to get the big chunk on that play. Western in business, first and 10, moving the ball from the 39-yard line of Hastings right now.
Myers hadn't taken it himself yet, but he knows down 12 with 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. He's got to make something go, and Hastings bit on that fake give to Trudell, this time going to Rudd Jones, who's going to find himself getting taken down a yard shy of the original line of gain.
Yep, looks like, yeah, looks like they lost a little bit on that one, but they've been having success on the edge. We saw that in the first half. Up the middle, not so much, but when they're able to use their speed, they're telling Hastings, hey, for the most part, we're faster than you, and we're going to use that to our advantage.
Myers getting the play call from Coach Rulowitz.
Three and a half here in the third. It's second and 11 to go for Western from the 41.
It doesn't look like 11, though. It does. It looks like it's second down and 12, but scoreboard does say 11. Out of the gun, man of motion. This will be a fake give. Looking long as Myers. He has a man. Oh, beautiful defensive breakup there. They're looking for a PI, but it's not going to happen.
He had the guy. He had him wide open, just underthrew him a little bit, so he had to slow down. That ball was actually thrown in more of the defender's area, but, oh, wide open. Just missed a gem of a connection right there for a six.
That was a beautifully ran route there for Hammond.
Western definitely has the speed advantage on this team. We've seen it. We just saw it right there. We see it in the jet sweeps. We see it a little bit on the defensive side. Western definitely has a speed advantage.
You know who's got speed? That's primarily defense. I'd like to see out there Mitchell Williams, number six. Going to be a fake give once again. Myers looking deep. He has Parrott and another pass breakup in and out of the hands. Could have been an interception, but a fourth down and 11 coming up.
Again, just underthrown, just a touch. And maybe a little bit of a miscommunication because as the ball was in the air, Parrott broke to go towards the end zone, and it looked like the ball was thrown for him to cut in towards the field.
That was just lucky. Saved by the wet ball on that one.
So they're going to have to punt, being down 12-0 right now, about 3 minutes to go in the third.
Snaps away, but looks like they're going to fake it for a minute, but that's a beautiful punt. That's going to roll inside the 10. We're going to sway inside the 5. Still going. They got to hurry up to it. Down at the half-yard line. Holy smokes.
That's exactly what they wanted to do. It wasn't the traditional punt. It was more like a soccer-type punt where they ran over here to the left side, and then they kicked it kind of diagonally across the field, a low kick so it would hit the ground first and keep rolling, and the whole Western special teams unit was just out there surrounding the ball, waiting, watching it slowly roll up to almost the goal line, and they stopped it right there. I think with a blade of grass to go before it got to the end zone.
I think a blade of turf is actually what kept that ball out of the end zone. And they're trying the wing tee just to push forward to get a little bit more space instead of their shadows 6 yards deep in the end zone.
That's probably the right call there. You want to give yourself some breathing room. Last thing you want is for them to break through the line and give themselves a safety. So you're going to want to give yourself a little breathing room so your offense, which has been able to move the ball this game, give them a little breathing room so they can have a little more extra turf to work with. With less than 2.5 to go here in the third, Western still has yet to find the end zone, down 12-0 to this very powerful Hastings offense.
After a net 45-yard punt by number 5, Noah Burdener, a wing tee brought him to the 3-yard line at a pickup of 2. And this is the I formation this time around. And he's going to find himself up near the 10-yard line. So pretty dang close to that first down marker. But they're saying ball possibly came out.
Tackle made by Teach out.
Yeah, Western's pointing that way. We have no word from the official. They're actually going to put the ball down at the 10 and say it's still Hastings' ball.
Bring up third and a yard.
So, yeah, third and not too far to go for this Hastings wing tee offense. Third and one from, right there at the 10. Minute and a half to go here in the third.
That is an extremely short one. The first down marker and the person holding the down marker are going to come real close here in the next few seconds. Wing T. Going to be a give, and this will be... Let's see where they mark him. They're going to say, no, he didn't get it.
And there was a little bit of confusion on that Western defense. They're still kind of scrambling to find their spot on the field, but they were able to make the stop and prevent that conversion. Boy, it's fourth and inches, though. Fourth and inches. I have a hard time thinking you're going to go for it this deep in your own territory.
It doesn't look like... Okay, they're sending one guy out there thinking... Looks like it could be a punter potentially, but it's a...
They're going for it. There's nobody back. Watch. Be careful. Western likes has a problem with penalties. They're going to try to get them to jump.
And they're going to run the play. And this will be a first down plus some. It's past the 20-yard line. And finally taken down. Two Panthers took him down, but a big first down run there.
They're expecting it right up the gut. They're expecting that to go off the guard. What they did was they bounced it off the tackle, tried to get a little bit on the outside, used their speed, and really what was supposed to be a play that's going to get you a yard, two, three, four, ended up being a big gainer and move the sticks.
We're going to step aside, take 60 seconds. We are three quarters in the book, still 12-0. Hastings on top, just getting that first down, looking to add another. But first, back in 60 on Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. It's high school football. The start of the fourth quarter, Hastings on top of Western, 12-0 with the ball. And a fresh set of downs from the 23-yard line. Wing T once again and finding some space, getting it to the 25-yard line for pickup of a couple.
Pickup of a couple for Hastings, using that wing T and not getting the big chunks on first down like they were accustomed to in the first quarter, but still being pretty effective here on their last few of the series.
Oh, they're going to give them more than a few. They're going to say, or a couple, they're going to say three. So it is a few. Going to be marked at the 26-yard line.
Hastings taking their time. They're definitely in a no-hurry situation.
You got those two early scores and just been coasting ever since. Wing T going to the right side this time. And going to get pretty close to that 30-yard line. I think you're going to say the 28.
Well, I mean, that was a pretty quick third quarter. For you and I, that's the quickest third quarter we've experienced all season.
Oh, yeah.
The weather kind of limiting what you can do in the air. Hastings keeping it on the ground. Now they've got a third and four, so definitely manageable for both teams here. You're able to stop it if you're on D, and you got a little bit of work to do if you're on offense. But, yeah, being here third down, clock still running. You've got 10.5 to go. And in a game like this, with this kind of weather, I mean, you're going to need to get the ball back pretty quick if you're Western in order to put two scores up on the board.
Third and a few. This will be a give, but going nowhere, actually going back. Finally driven to the ground, but they're going to say he stayed at the 29-yard line, so it'll be a fourth down and five.
Fourth and five, and
laying in heavy.
Yeah, you know, I was wrong last time around when it was fourth and one, and I thought they were crazy for going for it. They ended up converting. I have a hard time thinking that you're in a situation where you can go for it here. You're definitely, with 5 yards to go this part of the field, you're definitely in a punt situation.
And just in case, they're going to have a loaded line for Western.
Now, Western being down 12-0 right now, they got to get that mindset right now where they got to get in the end zone.
Now, Hastings playing protection. They have, it's a low snap. It is away, almost blocked. A good little punt. Killed by Laporte at the 41-yard line. Laporte past the 50-yard line and almost to the opposite 40, but they're saying fumble. The ball's on the ground. Let's see where they're saying it go, if it's going.
Hastings definitely saying it's theirs.
There might have been a fumble at the end recovered by Hastings.
See if it's Hastings' ball.
Wow.
Hastings' ball. That is just deflating for the Western Panthers right now. You can see it in their body language out on the field.
First and 10 Saxons from their own 38.
9:15 to go in the fourth. You're down 2 scores, 12-0. Your defense needs to stop big time.
But you already know that Hastings is going to at least take off 2 minutes of clock on this series right here.
They're going to keep it between the hash marks. They're not going to come anywhere near the sideline. They're just going to run it up the middle and chew up clock.
And starting right there with the wing tee and met in the backfield. I'm going to pick up maybe a quarter of a yard on that.
Yeah, they don't even – I really just don't feel like they're in the – they're going to be in the process of getting yards and getting first downs right now. They're just going to do this over and over and over again, get a little bit of chunks here, maybe get the first down off of a third down conversion, but their goal right now is just to chew up clock.
As it's going to be a second down and 9, approaching 8:40, a dozen, 12 to Western's goose egg. Wing tee once again.
Yeah, looks like he's changing the play at the line.
And this will be to the left side this time and breaking away. Oh, wow, I got fooled.
Yeah, I was looking at that, too, on the far side there. I almost thought they were going to get a first down, but they got a few yards up the gut. A few yards up the gut right now, so it's going to be a third and manageable 5 for them.
As we are approaching 8 minutes to go here in the game, or in regulation, rather.
But they're not doing anything on the edge right now. Everything they're doing is just right up the gut. Maybe off tackle. But they don't want to get in a situation where they get out of bounds and stop the clock. I mean, we're almost to 7.5 right now with Western down 12-0.
Western, although with all 3 timeouts and some movement, possibly ball start.
Yeah, they're calling it dead. So that tends to go towards the offense when it's called like that.
7:34. It's going to push them back to a 3rd and long, 3rd and 10.
Bring up 3rd down and
I think 10. That's the first flag this half.
38.
Was the horse collar in the
That was in the
half,
first half? Yeah. So that's definitely, yeah, you push him back 5 yards, push yourself back 5 yards. In a game like this, I mean, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot. Just a little bit. I mean, the clock's still rolling right now, but now you're in a 3rd and long situation where typically you're going to have to air it out. It looks like they're just going to let the clock roll. They're not even making an attempt to get up the line, and they just got to call the timeout.
Timeout call. We're going to step aside. 30 seconds, come back. It's a 3rd down and long for Hastings, up 12-0. 7:08 to go on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Act now to protect your parking lot or driveway from the harsh conditions that Michigan winters can bring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to schedule your estimate and protect your driveway or parking lot with Wolverine Seal Coating so that you are not filling in potholes next spring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. That's WolverineSealCoating.com.
listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, 7:08 to go. It is 12-0. Huge thank you to some amazing sponsors on the broadcast with us: AeroCorp Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Wolverine Seal Coating, Graham Plumbing, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Trips Collision Center, Ghost Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ducks, The Protection Center, Veritas, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Obi Transit Mix, Northwest Community Schools, and Lambert's Heating and Air Conditioning. Wing T, 3rd and 10, up 12-0. This will be a stuff after a 1 yard pickup, Mark.
1 yard pickup, but I mean, look at the clock, Joe.
I got to think really what's calling timeout.
You're
St. Andre on that tackle.
Looks like
bring up 4th down and 8.
Looks like he did. No, we got an injury out there. Injury on the fourth side, right there on the 40s. On the numbers on the far side, we've got a Saxon down.
Other great sponsors on the broadcast: County National Bank, Phelps Towing, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, True Community Credit Union, Alro Steel Plastics and Careers, Blair's Car Care, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our title sponsor for the regular season, first and second half sponsors as well, Tom Coffee Softwater, and joining us for the rest of the season is the Dental Experience. And that young man appears to be okay.
Getting up and walking off under his own power. A little bit of assistance. That's good to see. I mean, we've had games this year where they've had to bring the ambulance out. So that's definitely good to see when they walk off on their own. But clock's starting to roll. 6:50 here on the fourth. See, if you're Western, not only are you playing Hastings, but you're also playing against time.
Hastings going to take this down all the way to 6:28. Nope, they're going to let the ball go. And snap is away. Almost blocked once again. Fielded at the 32-yard line by Laporte. Laporte making a move up the middle. Past the 35 and met at the 36-yard line where he'll be brought down.
Yep, they'll give him forward progress on that one. So it looks like it's going to be, about 36, 37, right between there. First fresh set of downs, first and 10 for the Western Panthers. They're down 12-0 right now.
The referee who just placed the ball has no hands. Laporte just tried to toss him the ball and straight through the gloves. Or lack thereof.
Well, there's a reason why they're reffing and not playing, right?
Touche. There's a reason why I talk sports and don't kick field goals. Out of the gun. That's Rudd Jones in motion. Myers looking upfield. He has a man, and he was looking for Hammond, but a pass deflection once again. Second down coming up.
Yeah, that was right, too. The Hastings defender went through two pairs of Hastings hands. Laporte was another 10 yards down the field, which I'm imagining was the intended receiver on that one. That ball just way off the mark.
Bringing up a second down and 10. Clock stop, 6:22 to go. Western down 12-0. The handoff to Trudell. Trudell getting it past the first level. Breaks past a couple tackles. Making some moves. He's got the first down and some inside the 40. Making his way down to the 34-yard line. What a run by Alex Trudell.
That's what you call pure grit.
Oh, yeah.
That was pure grit, determination. Wasn't going to let himself be taken down. Ran through people, ran around people, ran over people, got the first down. And you could tell his goal was the end zone on that one.
He broke about 5 different tackles on his way to that run. This will be a fake give. Instead, Myers just going to toss that one away. They're calling for an intentional grounding, but they will not get it, as there was a receiver in the area.
So he was able to get that away. So this is going to be second down from about the 35, 34. So second and 10 for Western. From the 34.
5:53 clock did stop on that incompletion. That's second down and 10.
Boy, that was a great run from Laporte, wasn't it?
Oh, that was fantastic. That was a great, great run.
Sense a little bit of urgency here for the Panthers. You can feel it.
And another give. I'm sorry, a fake give to Trudell. And this time, Myers, he's rolling to his left. He's got a little bit of space on the side, so he's going to make his way near the 30-yard line.
So getting about 4 or 5 yards on that one, making that third down conversion just a little bit more manageable. But, yeah, you could tell he tried to do that bootleg. He wanted to throw it, but he was getting so much pressure and couldn't find any of his receivers open. So kept it, tucked it, ran with it. And looks like they picked up about four.
Down and six. 5:46 to go. Down 12-0. Hastings on top. This game really going to tell who's going to win the casket. Or not casket. It's the I-8. Myers rolling out to his right. And he's got a man. First down inside the red zone. Keeping things going.
Looks like it's going to be about the 19, if not the 20. So, yeah, they're moving the chains. Fresh set of downs for Western. Moving the ball, doing what they needed to do, keeping it a little quick. They're putting that right at the 20.
That was Ben Parrott, too.
First and 10 from the 20 for Western. Finally figuring out their offense and able to get the ball moving.
They do still have all three timeouts, down 12-0. And a fake give has Rudd Jones up the middle. Rudd Jones makes the cut into the end zone. Western on the board with 5:35 to go in this regulation game.
They fake the handoff up the gut. Hastings bit. Everybody and their brother bit on that fake. Wide open in space at about the 10 and just ran for the pylon and able to get in the end zone untouched.
Burdner coming on out for the PAT attempt. A 20-yard touchdown scamper. Beautiful.
No, Burdner kicked the extra point.
Beautiful. Western finally on the board with 5:35 to go. The Panthers aren't done yet. High snap. It is down. It is blocked. That line does not protect it, but 12-6, 5:35 to go. It's now one possession ball game again. Back in 60 seconds, Hastings looking to put this one away, but Western not giving up yet on Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
970 AM, 101.5 FM. It's high school football, and almost like it's not a completely brand new ball game, Mark, but Western's on the board 12-6.
Well, they did what they needed to do, They did what they've done before. In the second half, they turn it on, they got their offense rolling, both the good mix on the ground and in the air, and able to get 6 on the board. Now, a positive here, because the Saxons weren't able to convert on any of their two-point conversions. So,
wing T, and this is going for about 2 yards on that to the 22-yard line.
So if you're Western, I mean, you're an end zone away from tying.
Mm-hmm.
And then just an extra point from winning it. So you're in good shape. If you're Western right now, you're in good shape. Obviously, you wanted to get it when you were just there. Didn't happen, but you're still in good shape.
A second down and 8. We're about to hit the 5-minute mark here in regulation. Hastings still holds that 6-point lead, 12-6, but Western finally able to put some points on the board. Wing T, this time going to the left side. And drag down, losing 2 yards off the QB design keeper. Third down and 10.
See, I was looking right up the gut. where they had a running back who was even tackled about 8 yards down. And now you've got the players on the field begging the crowd to make some noise. Here at 4.5, Western just getting on the board. Hastings with the lead, 12-6 right now. In this fourth quarter, the momentum has changed. It's now in the hip pocket of the Western Panthers.
Let's see. It's not completely tucked away just yet. Momentum still could be in Hastings' favor. Depends on how this play goes. Wing T and going to be called dead.
We've got whistles on the play.
A timeout.
We're
going to step aside 30 seconds ourselves. 4:05 to go. Western down 12-6 on Newstalk 970 AM. 101.5 FM.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
It's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Joe Cassidy alongside the Mark W. Daly in almost a brand new ball game. I think Western got a phone call from Uncle Mo, Uncle Momentum, because it could be right there with him.
I mean, you have Hastings right now looking at a 3rd and 10. Deep in their own territory. If you're Hastings, this is a must-convert for you. This is a must-convert. This deep, you're not looking at 2 downs because you're going to punt this deep down. You got to get 10 yards on this play.
And he's looking to throw. Has a man. First down, still inbounds. It's a foot race. He's gone. 25-15. Touchdown. Hastings feels like they might have closed it.
They've been running all night long. All night long. And that's what Western was looking for. They were looking for a run play. They faked it. And in this wing T, yeah, I mean, you just never know which way it's going to go. They faked it. They had a receiver wide open. And they connected. He was able to catch it in stride and just went all the way with it. I mean, he was yards away from anybody in a maroon jersey.
80 yards. And that's the caster's curse.
Who was that got that reception?
I believe that was number 18 again. Richardson. I mean, it's really hard to see in their white jerseys and very faded yellow numbers, and they're going to go for two. And if they get it this time around, and they will. Third time they do get it. They're now up 20-6, 3:53 to go. Still a two-possession ball game. We'll be back in 60 seconds on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
The weather's cooled off, which means it's time to get that furnace up to spec. We will be spending a lot of time indoors watching football with friends and family. But what about your ducts? All that built-up dust and debris that's been sitting, waiting to fill your home with bacteria and allergens, increasing your chances of getting sick. Get ahead of the issue before it becomes a bigger issue by calling Duxamid Michigan to schedule your duct cleaning at 517-499-6692. That's 499-6692. 412 Prospect Street in Jackson. Online at ducts.com. That's DUCTZ.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. A fantastic return by French. Another punch kick attempt that kind of came back to bite Hastings in a way.
It did. Usually when you do something like that, you're expecting them to just kind of fall on it right where the ball lands. But they're like, no. We're going to return this, and he had one
heck of a return on that. They're in business right here at the Hastings 35, first and 10. 3:42 to go, and you're down 14 points.
Out of the gun. One split to the left, two to the right. Single setback. That's Trudell blocking. Myers just going to take off with it up the middle. He's got the 30, so he's going to pick up about 6 yards on that first down.
It wasn't what he wanted to do. He wanted to try to connect with one of his receivers. So that leads them to calling a timeout right here so they can save some of the clock and make sure they get the right play for this conversion.
We're going to keep it right here on the broadcast. 20-6 mark, 3:29 to go. You got the ball, the 29-yard line. You just gave up that 80-yard touchdown, but you're not done yet.
Now you got time. You got time. It's not going to be easy, but you got time. The goal right now, not really to get the first down. I mean, the goal right now is to score.
Mm-hmm.
You got to score. So if you're Hastings defense, you're looking for a good chunk. You're looking for Western to try to get in the end zone. And Western's shown that they can sling it. Western's shown that they can have a good, balanced attack.
I mean, they have yet to connect on any of those big ones yet, though. And that's what's really been the setback for this high-powered, potent Western offense that, you know, is putting up 40, 50 a game. Out of the gun. One split to the left, one to the right. Trudell following. Myers has a man open. Parrott comes down with it. Inside the red zone at the 15-yard line and out of bounds.
Get the first down. Get the clock stopped. You're knocking on the door. And, I mean, if you convert here with 3 minutes to go, I mean, you're setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up for success.
Clock should not be running right now. Parrott stepped out of bounds, but their officials are going to say, nope, he did not. And this will be a give to Trudell. Trudell has the far sideline. He has the first down. See where they're going to mark him down at.
He's inside the five. First and goal for the Western Panthers. Down 14. It's 20-6. Hastings on top. 3 minutes to go. Clock still rolling. Western needs to move a little quicker.
Out of the gun. Going to be a give to Trudell. Trudell into the end zone. Untouched. Western getting things going. They are now down only 8 with the potential to be down 7 or 6.
Trudell with a beautiful 5-yard run to get the touchdown. Virtually untouched. Just ran around everybody in a white jersey.
Completely untouched. Hastings thought they had him bottlenecked in the backfield, only for him to just say, oh, excuse me, and try his way 5 yards into the end zone as Burdener's out for the, they're going to fake it. He might have a man. Oh, just a little high, but they're going to call pass interference in the end zone on that two-point conversion attempt.
Wow. Wow. You want drama, we just dialed some up. I'll move him a little closer. We'll get another crack at it.
If this is a pass interference, this is big because that's a retry. But now you showed your hand that you're going 4-2 on this.
Call is pass interference.
Pass interference on the defense. It's a retry.
Do it again. Be from the yard and a half.
From the yard and a half. I mean, do you just QB sneak this? I mean, Myers has the size. And you got Heavey right behind him. And they're going to do exactly that.
Ray Myers.
But
doesn't
they're going to say flag.
Flag.
False start. So what just gave him a redo is now going to push the back 5 yards. So they still get the two-point conversion attempt, but this time from the 6-yard line.
Illegal procedure is the call against Western.
And there's some Western fans below us, much to their chagrin of that call.
Well, it looks like they're coming in for the extra point at this point.
All right, Berner's back out.
You're down eight as of right now, so it's still a one-possession game. Just make it a little bit closer if you can knock this through.
I remember last time they tried this. Hastings was able to come through and block it.
But they just put some beef on that right side with Cole Archer, the sophomore linebacker. Now he's going to the left side once more. But I wouldn't worry too much. They got Brody Parrott on that right side. And
they're taking their time with this, aren't they? Here it is. Official does get it going.
And snap is away, a little high. Kick is away, and it is good. A seven-point ball game. We're going to step aside real quick. 60 seconds, 2:55 to go. Western within seven on WKHM News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather with a Briggs & Stratton standby generator. Permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
970 AM, 101.5 FM, 2:55 to go, 20-13 Western, a little bit of life left in them, but a onside attempt by Burdener, not gonna help as Hastings recovers at almost midfield.
Yeah, they're right there at the at their own 48-yard line. Yeah, Western, got to stop them. Going to have to use your timeouts to do it, too.
And some whistles for whatever reason.
Western has two timeouts left. Hey, they're going to have to use them on the series.
Shows Western has three and Hastings has two. Not sure the official timeout, but another wing tee, and he's going to get a yard pickup off of that.
So good stop for Western. Yeah, you really don't want to give up a whole lot of yards here. If you force Hastings into a situation where they have to punt, you're looking at a long field.
Hastings, one timeout remaining. Western with two in their back pocket, under 2.5 to go. They are currently down to Hastings, 20-13. This game going to determine who takes first place in the I-8.
Well, you want a drama.
We got it.
We have been waiting all season long for a good close game for our call, Joe. It's great to be here Friday night under the lights.
And another wing tee to the right side this time and blown up behind the line. He's going to lose a yard on that one.
That's exactly what you needed to do on defense. Calling a timeout right now to stop the clock. And you just put Hastings in a third and long situation.
No gain on the play. Third and nine on the 49.
They're going to say he got forward progress, but Western does take a timeout. We're going to keep it right here on the broadcast because, Mark, we've been itching.
I know.
For 6 weeks.
We've had.
For a close game.
We've had blowouts, running clocks, stoppage for injuries. I mean, we've had, so don't get me wrong, because we've had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of great games, and we've seen our fair share of drama, but we haven't had anything like this yet. Just a 7-point game, 2 minutes to go. The lead in the conference on the line, you know, Western doing everything they can in this fourth quarter to come from behind, and it's just great to have this type of game here on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
If you want to feel bad for Captain Steve Boyd, actually don't feel bad because they stayed in Jackson County. They're still in the third quarter.
Oh, wow.
Napoleon, 29. Michigan Center, 21. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. A long third and 10. You got one timeout left. You got to get the stop here.
I remember last time they did this, Hastings was able to break it open for a big one. That's how they got their last score.
See if they go back to it, and they're just going to go. Oh, they're going to be QB sneak, and he's going to be dropped well behind the line. It will be past midfield at the 48-yard line of Western, but you call that last timeout. You're forcing them to punt.
Forcing them to punt. They call a timeout. You're under 2 minutes to go. You used up all of your timeouts at this point. So, yeah, you're going to be depending on your offense to control the clock for you. But we've seen it. Western's been able to get those big chunks. Your special teams. You have to dial up special. What do? Do you dial up pressure on your special team right now, or you dial up a return?
Man, I think you got to safety.
You get a block right here.
Oh,
you get a block right here. You're in business.
And they've been close a handful of times.
Even though the rain has stopped, everything is just soaked out there. Ball slippery. I mean, you can wipe it off with a towel, but as soon as it hits the ground, it's
wet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's wet.
I mean, pigskin, not very absorbent.
Well, there's no way back for Western.
This is going to be dangerous.
Hastings looks like they're going for it.
All right, they're going for it. Here we go.
A fourth and six.
No, they got. Western has nobody back. Hastings punting. Western has nobody back.
They don't have gunners either. So snap is away, punt is away, almost blocked. This is going to be a high one and going to be taking a Western bounce and fielded at the 25-yard line with a buck 51 to go. One timeout left. I'm sorry, no timeouts left.
Down seven. Down seven. You're at the 25. And, you know, in that situation, it could have been worse for you. It could have taken a Hastings bounce. It could have been inside the five, but they get the good bounce. They're at the 25. Not the best situation, but it's certainly better than it could have been. First and 10, down 7, 1:51 to go. Hastings 20, Western 13, fourth quarter. Here we go.
Out of the gun, single setback, one split to the left, two to the right, takes the snap. Myers looking downfield. Myers instead. Has a man. He has a man at the 45-yard line. Still making some moves. Past midfield. The ball is out. But luckily rolls out of bounds. A lucky sequence for DJ Van Riper.
Wow. That ball goes out of bounds. Gives you like an extra 2 yards and stops the clock. Wow. They're marking it at the 42.
What a first play, only taking 10 seconds off of that clock.
Wow.
And stopping the clock. Myers out of the gun, single setback, one split to the left, two to the right. He takes the snap, bootleg to the right. Myers looking downfield. He has a man at the sticks. And that's Grady Parrott. Ben Parrott with the first down.
Clock's running, though. He wasn't able to get out of bounds. So they're going to move the chains. That clock's going to run as soon as they're set with the chains. Right there at the 31. Clock's running. First and 10 from the 31.
Under a minute and a half to go. Myers out of the gun. Takes the snap. He has Parrott. Parrott gets to the 25-yard line, but a flag on the play. Looks like it could be in the realm of offensive holding, which is going to set him back a handful of yards. But we wait to see the call.
Anybody that's wearing any type of Western apparel right now is holding their breath.
Across the field, but there is a flag.
I think it's in the realm of holding, but we'll await to see.
Western's backing up.
Oh, false start.
Illegal procedure against Western.
So all right, so, I mean, that was an extremely late flag.
From the
That flag wasn't thrown until the ball was thrown. So not sure how it could be a legal formation 3 seconds after the snap. But, I mean, here we are. First and 15, a buck 24 to go. Western down 7, 20 to 13.
I mean, it makes your job a little bit tougher, but it doesn't really change anything because you got to get big chunks right here.
Myers has paired again at the original sticks, and he's going to get just inside for a pickup of about 6. They're going to say 5 officially.
So, yeah, you get 5, you stop the clock. I mean, you do that a couple more times.
I mean, it's essentially like you had an incomplete pass. Clock stop. It's back to 2nd and 10. Myers gets the play call. The Western student section all on their feet. Got to be a solid 50, 60 kids down there. Torting their classmates out of the gun, man in motion. Myers gets the ball. Fakes the give. He's looking downfield, being chased. He's going to sling it. He has a man. And reception. Knock. Oh, they're going to say he was down. They're going to say he was down at the 14-yard line. He wasn't touched.
He wasn't touched, but when you're in high school ball, when you're down, you're down. When you're down, you're down. So, yeah, but he got the yards he needed. They're going to spike the ball right there to get it, the clock stopped and lose that down.
My heart's racing.
But, yeah, when you catch the when you catch the ball on the slide, you can make the reception. But it's not like the pros when you can get up and run. He's down.
Able to move this ball effectively 14. In just 42 seconds.
They got 7 points to make up here. 20 to 13, minute 9 left in the game. Western trying to tie it up.
60 yards they've gone in 42 seconds. Out of the gun, man in motion, single setback. This will be a QB keep. And Meyer's going to get to about the 10-yard line, just outside. Clock still running.
Bring up third down.
Third down and about 5.
I mean, you got to mix your play calls a little bit, but you got to get back to the line, get your next play off right now. You got to do it. You're wasting a lot of time here right now. You can hear the coaches in the box here with us saying, go, go.
Myers out of the gun, gets a snap. Myers looking, has Parrott. Parrott going to try to go out of bounds, and he's not going to get there. So they got to hurry. They got to hurry. They got to go. It's fourth down. Clock's still going.
This is
going to
be it. This game right here.
There's some confusion. Approaching 15 to go. Western down 7, 20 to 13.
You got time for 2, but you got to get this off now.
A crucial fourth down. Launches to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Panthers! 1 point away from tying this thing up! Just lobbed it!
Up the middle. Just lobbed it. Lobbed it to their big man. They said, our guy's going to beat your guy at the goal line. And it happened. 6 on the board. 2019. 6 seconds left to go, Joe.
If they're going to go for 2. Mark, they're going to win this game right now. Ball spotted at the 3-yard line. 6 seconds to go. This is it. 20 to 19.
Hastings calling a timeout, it looks like.
And a timeout. We're going to keep it here on the broadcast, but my heart is, wow.
6 seconds to go. Hastings 20. Western 19. No more timeouts left. Western just scored. They're going for a 2-point conversion. The game is on the line right here. The I-8 championship potentially on the line right now.
Someone is dropping their first conference game tonight.
Who caught that pass right there in the end zone? Was that Parrott?
That was not Parrott. I think that was their big...
Was that LaPorte?
I want to say it was one of their big tight ends. I couldn't get an official look at it. Possibly Burkholder.
They're trying to tell us. I can't hear.
Brody Vidado.
Brody Vidado with that touchdown. And they're going to go for two. They want to win this Western. They're 7-0, perfect season on the line still. 3-0 in the IA. Also 3-0 in the IA is Hastings. They're looking to go 4-0 and take sole possession. It's going to be a pitch play. Trudell going to make his way in. And he's going to barrel forward.
He's in.
No, they're going to say no. They're going to say he's short. I don't like that call.
Wow.
They're having a conversation. Wait a second. They're having a conversation.
Officials are talking it over.
And they're saying no good. They're saying no good.
They're saying, yeah, down at like the 6-inch line.
Wow.
We should probably kill our crowd, Mike, at this point. There we go.
Yeah, good idea.
Wow.
I don't like that call at all. I mean, we're up here and they're down there, but it looks like from up here that he got the ball across the goal line. Wow.
Wow. Well, I mean, okay, 6 seconds left to go. And they got to kick off. Yeah, it's a very vocal. We killed our crowd, Mike, because that's a very vocal Western crowd right now. But Western, oh, man, so close on that two-point conversion. And now here you are in the kickoff, Joe. Are you going for – obviously you're going for another onside attempt here.
Oh, the Western guys just confirmed that he was not in down at the goal line. I can't imagine how close it actually was, but with 6 seconds to go, this has to be perfect. And a little punch kick going to be dropping at the – they're going to say
– oh, there's a flag.
False start on the kicking team.
So flag on the play, going to back him up a little bit, going to redo the kick. It wasn't quite an onside. You saw Hastings had all of their guys up on that line expecting the onside. Western trying to just kind of lob a kick over everybody, find a dense spot in the zone, and just see if their guys can beat, see if our guys can beat their guys to the ball.
Wow, that took it, man. I loved the idea of going for that. I did. It looked like he got it, but Hastings going to move to 4-0.
Well, there's still 6 seconds left. Miracles can happen.
This is true. There's a
and
big
Western big waiting for a miracle right here, right now. Hastings has all of their guys up on the line. Western now kicking off from the 35.
Not a lot of space for that ball to go where a Hastings jersey won't touch it. And it's going to be a punch kick and fielded and the 35-yard line.
He called for a fair catch right there. Western doesn't have any timeouts. Hastings is basically going to go into victory formation at this point. I mean, if you're Western, you're hoping for a bad snap and a miracle still.
I mean, I think just the overall thing for me is the wing tee is fun and it's a great formation, but it kind of feels like a cop out. You know, you're taking away a lot of really good offensive, you know, possessions, but they just ran it with effectiveness. They got it down, man.
I wouldn't say it's a cop-out at all. It's a difficult offense to run. Very difficult offense to run, and Hastings showed that they know how to run it. And Western has shown us tonight that they got grit. They've got grit. And that was a really, really good game between two really good teams here tonight in the IA.
We're going to step aside 3.5 minutes, bring you back to the final score of 20-19. How we got there, get you set up for next week. But first, WKHM, Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, 3.5 minutes.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. Let's get right to business. I'm not going to promise you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your trade-in, but what I will promise you is that you will get a fair amount for your trade-in, and the vehicle that you purchase will be a very good, reliable form of transportation at a fair price. We have over 30 vehicles priced $5,000 and under. Check us out at Avenue Auto. Over 25 years in business means we're here to stay. Financing for everyone. Your job is your credit. Come see our professional sales team, Justin Sadak, Jamie Holdling, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan at Avenue Auto, or call us at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
You've had a fantastic summer enjoying all that the Great Lakes State has to offer. Boating, fishing, camping, and driving with the top down on your convertible. But soon, you'll have to decide where to store that pontoon, camper, or classic car. Look no further than Gen 3 Leasing and Storage in Jackson. Our convenient warehouse has plenty of clean, dry space at competitive prices. And heated spaces available. Conveniently located on West Ganson in Jackson at the former Yardman Complex. You can drive right in and park. Call Gen 3 Leasing at 788-3316 for all your indoor storage needs.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, 20-19. Western went for the win. It looked like they got it from up here, but even Western's own people on the goal line said he was about 6 inches too short. What a ball game.
Oh, man, this was very exciting. You know, we always try to call it even sides, right? And even in a game like this, we still try to do it. But, you know, it's nice to be able to kind of lean a little bit towards the home team. And, you know, it's no secret we were pulling for Western here tonight. And, you know, we're feeling the heartbreak. They're feeling the heartbreak. But it was a hard-fought game. Some of the things that Western has had a hard time with this year has been with their penalties. I mean, they dialed that up a little bit tonight. Yeah, first half, penalties got them at some inopportune times. But unlike the first game that we covered with them back when we were at the Northwest game where they had like 11 penalties, they're able to keep it to just 4 penalties this time. And they only racked up 25 yards worth of penalties. So, or 35 yards worth of penalties. And it didn't really hurt them that bad here tonight. They showed grit. They showed determination. And it was just two really good teams leaving it all out on the field tonight. Western coming 1 point short because they could not convert that that 2-point conversion after Brody Vidado able to get that 15-yard pass that got them in the end zone, that got them 1 point short of that. And before that, it was Drudel who had a 5-yard run to get them up 13-0. So I'm kind of doing this backwards a little bit here. Let me start this over. So in the fourth, Western able to get, or rather in the third, Western able to get 6 on the board. Caleb Rudd-Jones had a 20-yard reception. That was at 5:35 in the third. Then in the fourth, as it looked like Western had Hastings stopped, and they went for it on fourth and short. They went for a long pass, able to connect, and they were gone, and they put another 6 up on the board. So it's 20-13, or 26 at that point. Drudel does a 5-yard run at 2:55 in the fourth, puts another 6 up on the board. It's 20-13. And then, as everything just played out, just seconds left to go in the fourth, not able to convert off of that Brody Vidado 15-yard reception, 20-19 is where we land. You know, it's kind of like the Thunderdome. Two men enter, one man leave. You know, one team was going to be the winner here tonight. And just so happens that it was Hastings. And they put themselves in the driver's seat to win the IA. I mean, it's not out of question. Both these teams still have league teams to play. A lot of things can happen between now and the last two games of the season. Western can hope for a share of the Big 8 or of the IA. But these two teams, they're in different divisions. And Western definitely going to be making the postseason this year. So we've got a lot of things to look forward to yet still. Things are bright for this very good Western football team.
Next week, Hastings is going to be traveling to, or they're going to be hosting Jackson Northwest, and then looks like Western taking their team to Marshall next week at Marshall, finishing off at Coldwater. Hastings finishing off their season at Battle Creek Penfield. Want to say a huge thank you to all of our amazing sponsors tonight on the WKHM High School Football Broadcast: AeroCorp Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Trips Collision Center, Ghost Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ducks, the Protection Center, Veritas, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Wilby Transit Mix, Northwest Community Schools, Lambert's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Phelps Towing, the Sarge Group at Morgan Stanley, True Community Credit Union, Elro Steel Plastics and Careers, Blitter Car Care, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our title sponsor and first half sponsor for high school football here on WKHM, Tom Coffee Softwater, and then joining us for the rest of the season on both broadcasts here and on K105.3, the Dental Experience, for the amazing Luke Moorhead back in studio, getting us on air and making sure that we keep getting on to bring you the game, and he'll probably be bringing us the game next week too. Looking forward to it. And for my amazing broadcast partner Mark Daly, I've been Joe Cassidy. Let's get you back to your regular programming on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. We'll see ya.